What were the first words you ever said when you were a baby?
我不知道在你出生的时候你所说的第一句话是什么。
I don't really remember mine.
我不记得我说了什么。
But I do remember the first words of both my daughters.
但我记得我两个女儿她们所说的第一句话。
So when Eliza was a toddler, my wife Hildy and I went to a bed and breakfast in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
在我女儿Eliza 还很小的时候，我跟我太太到这个宾州的一个农场去。
It was at a dairy farm.
是一个牧牛的农场。
So there was this Holstein cow that was standing behind a fence.
所以在栏杆后面有一只乳牛。
I took my daughter there to get a closer look.
我带这个我的女儿近前去看那只牛。
And she pointed at the cow.
因为她指着那只牛说。
And her first word was moo.
她的第一个字是 moo.
And to this day, she still loves cows.
到今天为止，我的女儿还是非常喜欢牛。
Which makes me happy because I grew up on a cattle ranch.
这让我很高兴，因为我自己是在一个乳牛的农场长大的。
Hildy and I adopted Linnea when she was 8 months old from China.
我跟我太太在 Linnea 八个月的时候，将她从中国领养。
When we would first read her a book, she wouldn't look at the pictures. Instead, she wanted to play with the book as if it was some sort of toy.
当我们第一次想念书给她听的时候，她不想听，而是想把那个书当作玩具来玩。
So apparently the nannies at the orphanage never read to her.
所以她可能在孤儿所的这个带她的人从来没有念书给她听过。
So it took a few months before she would learn to actually look at the pictures.
所以在几个月之后，她才能够来看书上的这些图片。
And finally, she learned to love us reading her stories.
后来她就很喜欢我们对她所念的故事。
And one of the books she enjoyed the most was the pictorial Bible for the children.
她那个时候最喜欢的一本书就是儿童圣经。
And so one day she pointed at the Bible, and her first word was Bible.
他说的第一个字，他就指着圣经说，圣经。
And it makes me happy because I'm a pastor.
这让我很高兴，因为我是个牧师。
So when a person says her first words, it's a time of celebration.
当我们一开始说话的时候，这是一个值得庆祝的时间。
Because now it's the beginning of a relationship where you're able to actually communicate and hear their thoughts.
因为这是一个你可以开始与人沟通、发生关系的时候。
On the other hand,When a person says their last words, it's a time of sorrow.
当一个人即将过世所说的最后的几句话的时候，当然是个忧愁的时间。
We know that it's the end of an old relationship with somebody whom we have loved.
我们知道可能是一个我们所爱的人，在一个旧的关系将要过去。
So if Jesus does not return within the next 50 years, I hope that I die before either of my daughters die.
我希望在如果耶稣在过未来的五十年不再来的话呢，那我希望我在我的两个女儿之前死。
But if either of my daughters should die before I die, I can imagine that their last words would be some of the most sorrowful words I would ever hear in my life.
但万一我的女儿在我之前过世的话，他们最后的话语将会成为我一个很忧愁的事情。
But imagine if 3 days later that miraculously they came back to life.
但你想象一下，如果他们我的女儿他们死了，在三天后复活的话
，Imagine how thrilled I would be to hear their first words after their death。
你可以想象我对他们死后所死里复活以后所说的话会感到多么的兴奋。
These words would be even more thrilling than the first moo or the first Bible that I heard from them。
这会比他们第一个所说的moo或是圣经会让我更加的兴奋。
Because I would be thrilled that they were alive again.
因为我为他们的复活而感到更加的兴奋。
They would be words of celebration.
也会值得我们来庆祝。
So 2 days ago on Good Friday, I preached a sermon entitled "The Last Words of Jesus Before His Death."
所以在两天前受难节的时候，我跟大家所讲的题目是基督上十架前的最后几句话。
I preached about how each of these words were saturated with sorrow and with love because they came from the man whom Isaiah the prophet said.Was a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief.
这个那个时候，我所带来的信息，正像以赛亚书所说的，是一个人多经痛苦，常经忧患的这最后几句话。
But today I will preach a sermon entitled "The First Words of Jesus After His Death."
今天我讲到的题目是耶稣复活以后所说的最先说的几句话。
These words are more thrilling than the first words that Jesus made as a toddler.
这也许是比耶稣他是在婴孩的时候所说的第一句话更要让我们值得兴奋。
And they're definitely words for celebration.
也是我们值得庆祝的原因。
So imagine that you are Mary Magdalene.
先想象你自己是那抹大拉的玛利亚。
For years you were terrorized by 7 demons who possessed your soul.
在你的以前的生活中间曾经有七只鬼一直来折磨你。
They made you do crazy, inappropriate things that just made you feel so guilty and so ashamed.
他使你做你各种羞耻不好的事情，让你曾经为自己感到非常的愧疚。
But you were powerless to keep from doing what those demons told you to do.
但这个抹大拉玛利亚却没有能力能够来抵挡这些魔鬼的攻击。
But one day you meet Jesus.
有一天他遇见了耶稣。
And at first, those voices inside you just scream at him these words of blasphemy.
从他里面那个鬼发出那各种咒诅亵渎的言语。
But then Jesus looks at you with those kind eyes, and he sternly says to those demons, "Get out of her."
当耶稣就很望着这抹大拉玛利亚，吩咐那七只鬼从他里面出来。
So immediately you are overwhelmed with this feeling of peace and of joy.
他马上感受到那个新生的平安与喜乐。
You're now free from the tyranny of those demons.
他从此从魔鬼的这个统治之中解放出来。
Now you have the freedom to be loved and to love others.
他有一个新生的自由，可以爱，也可以接受爱。
You're convinced that Jesus is the promised Messiah.
他相信说耶稣是那应许的弥赛亚。
And you commit your life to worship him and financially support him.
并且他是用他一生来敬拜他，也来服侍他。
But then one day, Jesus is captured by his enemies.
但有一天，耶稣被他的仇敌所抓。
When he stands trial in the Jewish court, he was accused of blasphemy because he claimed to be the Son of God.
在犹太会堂被审的时候，他被大家攻击他说他亵渎神，因为他说他是神的儿子。
When he stands trial in the Roman civil court, he's accused of treason and sentenced to death by crucifixion.
他在罗马的官那边受审的时候，他们说他是自以为要做王，而要被上十字架被钉死。
You're shocked when you hear the horrifying news because you know that Jesus is an innocent man.And all the charges were trumped up against him.
但玛利亚听到这些时候，她非常的震惊，因为她知道这些指控都不是真实的。
And so you decide that you are going to watch him be crucified.
但你还是看着他上十字架。
Though you have to stand from afar, you hear his 7 last words that are saturated with sorrow and love.
玛利亚站在远处看着耶稣被钉死，听着他所说的最后的七句话，他的心里充满了忧愁。
You hear him forgive his enemies.
你听到耶稣怎么样祈求他的仇敌得到赦免。
You hear him assure a common criminal that today he would be with him in paradise.
他应许那旁边钉的罪犯今日与他同在乐园。
You hear him take care of his mother.
你听到他如何交代他人照顾他的母亲。
You hear him question God's abandonment.
你听到他如何说神为什么离弃他。
You hear him cry out in thirst.
你听到他说他渴了。
You hear him declare it is finished.
也听到他说成了。
And when you hear him cry out, Father, into your hands I now commend my spirit. And when you see him breathe his last breath, you are convinced.That you will never hear another word out of him again.
当你最后听到他说父啊我将我的灵魂交在你的手里，玛利亚那时候心中可能想说他可能再也不会听到耶稣任何一句话。
But you are determined that your hero will receive a proper burial.
但他相信玛利亚相信他心中的英雄会有一个合适的葬礼。
So 3 days later on Sunday morning,You and a couple of other women that you love go to the tomb of Jesus to anoint his body with spices.
所以第三天，他带着香料去那耶稣的坟墓，希望给他有一个来膏他。
But when you get there, you're devastated because the body's gone.
但玛利亚去的时候却非常惊讶，那尸体不见了。
Did his enemies decide to dishonor his body by doing something terrible to it.
玛利亚肯定心里想，是不是他的仇敌把他的尸体拿去要去毁坏，要去亵渎呢？
So you run to tell Peter and John the bad news.
所以你跑去告诉彼得跟约翰这个坏的消息。
They were his disciples and his closest friends, so they would probably know what to do.
彼得跟约翰是他和他其他一些亲近的朋友，应该知道现在该怎么办。
And this is the story that was read earlier in John chapter 20, verses 1 through 18.
这是刚才大家所读约翰福音二十章的记载。
Here we see that Mary Magdalene goes to the tomb and sees that the stone has been rolled away.
这边我们看到抹大拉的玛利亚来到坟墓面前，看到那大石头被滚开。
And when Peter and John arrive at the tomb, they see that nothing is left of Jesus except for the strips of linen and the burial cloth that had covered his body.
当彼得跟约翰来到坟墓的时候，他们只看到没有看到任何的尸体，只看到裹尸布放在坟墓的里面。
And they realize that Mary Magdalene's story is true, that the body actually is gone.
所以彼得跟约翰那时候知道说玛利亚所说的是真的，耶稣的尸体不见了。
So Peter and John return back to their homes.
所以彼得跟约翰就回到他们的家里。
Mary is left alone with her women friend to cry.
玛利亚跟她的朋友就继续在坟墓的旁边在那边哭泣。
She bends down and looks into the tomb.
她低头往坟墓里看去。
But instead of seeing an empty tomb, she sees two angels.
但她没有看到一个空的坟墓，而是在里面有两个天使。
The angels ask Mary Magdalene, "Why is she crying?"
那个天使问摩大拉的玛利亚说：“你为什么哭呢？”
She responds that she's upset because somebody has taken away the body of Jesus, and she doesn't know what happened to them.
她说她感到忧愁，因为她不知道人把她主的尸体放到哪里去了。
But before the angels have a chance to reply, she turns around and she sees Jesus.
但当天使还没有回答她的时候，玛利亚转过头来看到耶稣。
The only problem is that she doesn't recognize that Jesus is Jesus.
唯一的问题是她并没有认出那是耶稣来。
It's at this point we are introduced to the first words of Jesus after his death.
在这个时候，耶稣从死里复活，说了他的第一句话。
Each of these words are saturated with love, not only for Mary Magdalene, but also for the 11 remaining disciples.
他所说的这些话不只对玛利亚，也对他所有其他的十一个门徒充满了爱。
But each of these words are also saturated with truth, not truthiness.
但这些他所说的话，也不是只是仿佛是真的话，而是那带有真理的话。
Stephen Colbert coined the word truthiness in his TV show called The Colbert Report.
在一个电视节目里面叫做 Colbert 报告里面，他用了这个字叫仿真的新闻。
He defines it as to know something intuitively from the gut or because it feels right without regard to evidence, logic, intellectual examination or facts.
所以不管这个新闻的事实或是这个逻辑是什么，只要你心里觉得的事情，他就报道出来。
Says if you're trying to say something is true because you wish it is true, not because it actually is true.
所以他的报道里面并不是在讲真的事情，而是讲他希望成为真的事情。
But Jesus did not ask Mary Magdalene to deny the reality of his crucifixion.
但耶稣在这边不是要抹大拉的玛利亚来否认他受死的真实。
Didn't say this just so.Because it feels right to believe in the resurrection.
不是因为说好像如果复活的话这件事情很好，所以相信它是真的。
Instead, Jesus reveals to Mary Magdalene the reality of his resurrection by displaying to her that he is alive in the flesh.
所以耶稣是告诉玛利亚说他如何能够经历他复活的一个真实性。
He even allows her to touch him, which a mirage could not.
他甚至要求玛利亚来碰他，一个幻象是不可能被触碰的。
See, Jesus does not want us to believe in his resurrection in spite of the evidence. Instead, He wants us to believe in his resurrection because of the evidence.
耶稣不是说要我们忽略证据来看他的复活的事实, 而是让我们根据这个, 所有的证据来相信他实实在在复活了。
And as you can imagine, once Mary Magdalene is convinced she is talking to Jesus and that he truly rose from the dead, she's thrilled with the words that she hears him say.
所以你可以想象说玛利亚那个时候确定说这的确是耶稣从死里复活，她心里的那样的兴奋。
These are words of celebration, not only for Jesus and for Magdalene, but these are words of celebration for us.
这些不只是对玛利亚，而且更是对我们这些值得庆祝的话语。
You see, Jesus is not asking us to deny the reality of his death. Instead, he is asking us also to embrace the reality of his resurrection.
耶稣不是只是要求我们说让我们拒绝他死亡的这个事实, 而是让我们能够来一起接受他已经从死里复活。
And Jesus says that if we embrace the reality of the resurrection, it is a cause for celebration.
他也告诉我们说，如果我们能够来接受这复活的事实，这也就是值得我们庆祝的原因。
So let's take a look at each of the words of truth and love that Jesus spoke after his death.
让我们一起来看耶稣从死里复活里面他所说的话，充满了爱与真理。
And let's let each of these words just energize us to celebrate the reality of the resurrection.
让我们用这些话来成为我们今天庆祝的力量。
The first words of truth and love that Jesus spoke after his death can be found in John chapter 20, verse 15.
他说的第一句话在约翰福音第20章第15节。
Woman, Jesus said, why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?
他耶稣说, 妇人为什么哭? 你找谁呢?
Now, did Jesus know why Mary Magdalene was crying?
你想耶稣知道玛利亚为什么哭吗?
Of course, he not only overheard what she was saying to the angels, he also, since he was God in the flesh, would know Mary Magdalene's deepest sorrows.
他不只是刚才已经听到这个天使跟玛利亚的对话，并且他是全能的神，他知道玛利亚心中的忧伤。
So he knew that Mary Magdalene was not only crying because she thought he was dead, but she was also crying because she feared that she would not be able to honor him by anointing his body with spices.
所以耶稣知道玛利亚不只是因为她死的伤心而哭，也是担心说她如果找不到耶稣的尸体，没有办法给她一个合适的埋葬而哭。
So if Jesus knew why Mary Magdalene was crying, why did he ask her this question?
如果耶稣已经知道玛利亚为什么哭，他为什么要问玛利亚呢？
I think the answer can be found in Luke chapter 24, verses 1 through 8.
这个在路加福音第24章1到8节可以找到这个答案。
And to save time, I'll just have Edwin read it in Chinese.
我用中文念来显一些时间。路加福音第24章第1到8节。 七日的头一日，黎明的时候，那些妇女带着所预备的香料来到坟墓前，看到石头已经从坟墓滚开了，他们就进去，只是不见主耶稣的身体。正在猜疑之间，忽然有两个人站在旁边，衣服放光。妇女们惊怕，将脸伏地，对两个人，那两个人就对他们说：“为什么在死人中找活人呢？他不在这里，已经复活了。当纪念他还在加利利的时候，怎样告诉你们说？” 人子必须被交在罪人手里，钉在十字架上，第三日复活。他们就想起耶稣的话来。Both
the angels and Jesus ask these rhetorical questions to help the women who are listening to them realize just how foolish they were to think that Jesus was still dead.
天使跟耶稣都用一个反问的方式来提醒玛利亚说，他们为什么还相信耶稣是死的呢？
You see, before Jesus was crucified, he made this prediction that he would be crucified, but 3 days later he would rise again.
因为耶稣在死之前已经预言说他必须钉在十字架上，但第三日要复活。
So both Jesus and the angels figured that if Jesus said he was going to rise again 3 days later, and it was 3 days after the crucifixion, then why did these women still think that Jesus was dead?
所以耶稣跟天使都想说，我已经告诉你说，第三日他要复活，现在已经第三天了，为什么他玛利亚还认为耶稣在是死的呢？
It was like Jesus was asking, why are you so sad when I am standing right in front of you alive and well?
当我这样活生生的站在你面前的时候，你为什么还感到心里忧愁呢？
So it's as if the message behind the first words of Jesus were basically this, that Jesus was saying, it doesn't make sense to live as if I was still dead when I promised you that I would rise again.
所以耶稣的第一句话就好像是说，你这样子的，我不是在死里面，我已经复活了，我已经应许我已经复活了，这样子你这样子的忧愁是不合理的。
This is a message that we should heed today.
现在我们应该来注意耶稣这些话。
Some of you are seekers.
有些人你们还是慕道友。
There's a sadness in your heart, and you think that there must be something more than the physical world, but you don't understand what that spiritual aspect really is.
在你心中有个忧愁，因为你知道这个必定还有更多于这个物质的世界，但你却不知道它那是什么。
And Jesus is asking you, who are you looking for, not what are you looking for?
耶稣问你的是你在找谁呢，而不是你在找什么。
Because Jesus knows that you're not looking for a what, instead you're looking for a who.
因为耶稣知道你所在找的不是一个东西，而是一个人。
And that who is Jesus.
那一个人是耶稣自己。
Jesus knows that you are looking for a relationship rather than a religion.
耶稣知道你所在寻找的不是宗教，而是一个关系。
He knows that you are looking for him.
他知道你在寻找他。
But you may be saying, how could I be looking for a person who died 2,000 years ago? It doesn't make sense.
你可能会问说，我怎么可能在寻找一个2000年前就死去的人呢？
It's because Jesus didn't just die, he rose again.
因为耶稣不只死了，并且他从死里复活。
But you say, that just sounds like a fairy tale.
这听起来太像一个神话故事了。
But it's a historical fact that Jesus existed.
但耶稣基督从死里复活是一个历史的事实。
And if Jesus predicted that before he died, that he would rise again after he would be crucified, there's only three possibilities.
如果耶稣在钉十字架之前就预言他要从死里复活，那只有三个可能性。
The first possibility is that he knew he wasn't going to rise from the dead, but he said that he was going to do it anyhow.
第一个，耶稣虽然知道他不会从死里复活，但他还是这么说了。
However, that would make him a liar, and why would he willingly let himself be crucified?When he knew that he wasn't actually going to rise again.
这样子耶稣就说谎了，但他为什么为了这样一个谎言而甘心愿意的被钉十字架？
The second possibility is that he sincerely thought he was going to rise again, but he was wrong.
第二个可能性就是他耶稣真心的相信他会从死里复活，但他错了，他并没有能力从死里复活。
That would make him a lunatic.
这使他成为一个疯子。
I mean, because sane people don't make predictions that they're going to come back to life after they've been crucified.
因为一个合理的人不会预言你自己要从死里复活。
But how can you explain the ancient prophecies that were fulfilled while he was being crucified?
那为什么在那古老的预言里面就已经说明了弥赛亚必须要从死里复活呢？
How can you explain the empty tomb?
你怎么来对这个空坟墓解释呢？
How can you explain all the people who saw him after his death?
你怎么来对那些他从复活以后所向显现的人的这些见证呢？
Or even more difficult to explain, how can you explain why his disciples were willing to die for their faith that Jesus actually rose from the dead?
你怎么更重要的是你怎么解释后来这些门徒为了他复活的见证而一个一个愿意为这些殉道。
You see, it doesn't make sense to live as if Jesus were still dead when he promised that he would rise again.
如果我们已经知道耶稣复活，我们就不该活着好像他已经死了一样。
Now, some of us Christians know with our heads that Jesus rose from the grave, but with our hearts, we still act as if Jesus were still dead.
很多基督徒，我们的脑袋里面有这样子耶稣复活的知识，但在我们心里面，我们活出来的生命却好像耶稣已经死，还是死的。
If we truly believe that Jesus rose from the grave, we would believe with the Apostle Paul that our present sufferings are not worthy to be compared with the glory that would be revealed in us.
如果我们真心的相信耶稣已经复活，我们就能够同意保罗所说的，我想现在的苦楚，若比起将来显为我们的荣耀，就不足介意了。
We would realize that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love Him.
我们可以深深的相信，知道说万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
We would realize that nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
我们也能够深深的相信，没有任何一件事情可以叫我们与神的爱隔绝，这爱是在我们主耶稣基督里的。
So we would let nothing rob us of the joy of the Lord's resurrection.
所以没有任何一件事情可以将我们从神复活所得着的喜悦而挪去。
So when Jesus looks at us Christians who have drab, dreary lives, he must ask, why are you crying?
当耶稣看到我们这些劳苦愁烦生活的时候，他也会来问我们说，你为什么哭呢？
Don't you realize I'm alive?
你难道不明白我是复活的吗？
Because it doesn't make sense to believe, it doesn't make sense to live as if Jesus were still dead when he promised that he would rise again.
因为我们仍然活着，好像耶稣还是死的，这个是不合理的，因为他已经复活了。
Well, when Mary Magdalene heard Jesus ask her the questions about her reason for her tears and the object of her search, she mistook Jesus for a gardener. So she replied, Sir, if you've carried him away, tell me where you put him, and I will get him.
所以在耶稣与抹大拉玛利亚的对话的时候，他就玛利亚还是没有办法来认识耶稣，于是他对他说，先生，若是你把他移了去，请告诉我你把他放在哪里，我便去取他。
It's at this point that Jesus speaks his second words of truth and love after his death.
在这个时候耶稣在说了他复活之后的第二句话。
So let's pick up the story in John chapter 20 verse 16.
让我们再来看约翰福音第二十章十六节。
Jesus said to her, Mary.
耶稣对他说，玛利亚。
She turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, Rabboni, which means teacher.
于是玛利亚转过身来，用希伯来话说拉波尼，也就是夫子的意思。
Mary Magdalene still felt lonely and despair when she thought that Jesus was a gardener.
当玛利亚以为耶稣只是个园丁的时候，她还是心中有很多的绝望。
But everything changed when she recognized that he was Jesus.
当他认出是耶稣的时候，一切都转变了。
Everything changed when he called her by her name.
在耶稣叫她名字的时候，一切事情都改变。
She then knew that her dear friend and mentor was standing right beside her.
她知道她所认识的夫子就站在她的面前。
And it made all the difference in the world.
这是对世界的上来说。
It's as if Jesus were telling her, it doesn't make sense to feel lonely when I know you by name.
也就是对他说我甚至知道你的名字，所以你不该再觉得孤单。
And this is a message that we should take heed today.
这是我们今天也该注意的一个信息。
Some of you are seekers.
你们中间有些人是慕道友。
You're lonely.
你可能感觉很孤单。
You think nobody understands you.
你可能觉得没有人了解你。
You felt the sting of rejection and you feel like you don't measure up.
你常常感觉被拒绝，你常常觉得别人没有办法接受你，你没有办法跟别人比较。
But there is someone that knows you by name.
但有一位神知道你的名字。
He loves you just the way you are.
他照着你的样式来爱你。
His name is Jesus.
他的名字是耶稣。
And he wants to be your friend.
他要成为你的朋友。
The question is whether you hear him call out to you.
这个问题所在是你有没有听到他在叫你的名字呢？
In John 10 verses 27 through 29, Jesus said, My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand.
在耶稣在约翰福音十章二十七到二十九节这样子说：我的羊听我的声音，我也认识他们，他们也跟着我，我又赐给他们永生，他们永不灭亡，谁也不能从我手里把他们夺去。我父把羊赐给我，他比万有都大，谁也不能从我父里手里把他们夺去。
Jesus is the good shepherd.
耶稣是那好牧人。
He cares for his little lambs.
他照顾他每一只小羊。
He knows them by name and he calls out to them.
他知道每个羊的名字，并且叫他们。
If you are not a Christian, Jesus is calling your name.
如果你不是个基督徒，耶稣正在叫你的名字。
If you answer his call, he will give you eternal life.
如果你回复他的呼召，他要给你永生。
And he will hold you in his arms.
他会把你抱在怀里。
Your eternity will be secure because he is infinitely strong and infinitely loving.
你的永生从此可以确定，因为耶稣是那永恒的力量与爱。
Now, if he was only infinitely loving, he may sincerely want to protect you from the grasp of Satan, but perhaps Satan could overpower him.
如果他只是那永恒的爱，他可能希望能够来救你，但他却不能够来抵挡魔鬼的攻击。
And if he was only infinitely powerful, he may have the strength to protect you, but after a while, he might just get so annoyed with you because you keep on committing the same sin over and over and over again.
如果耶稣只是那永远的力量，他也许有能力来救你，但却为你一而再、再而三的犯罪，他觉得很老、很疲累，不想再来救你。
But since he is infinitely loving and since he is infinitely powerful, there is nothing and nobody that can take you out of the grasp of his loving arms.
因为耶稣是那永远的爱，也是永远的力量，所以没有任何一件事情可以将我们从他的怀里夺去。
But you will only have this security if you listen to him and if you follow him.
但 你唯一得到的永生的方法是你听到神的呼召并且跟从他。
But how do you do this?
但你怎么做呢？
It starts out with a simple prayer in which you admit the moral shortcomings in your life.
从一个简短的祷告认罪为你以前的罪来向他祷告。
And you tell God that you believe that Jesus died on the cross to take the punishment for your shortcomings.
你向神说，你相信耶稣基督在十字架上已经将你所犯的罪跟短处挪去。
And you believe that Jesus Christ rose from the grave so that you could have eternal life.
你告诉神说，你相信耶稣基督从死里复活，要带你进入永生。
And you ask the Lord to come into your life. And make any changes that he wants to.
你向神祷告说，邀请他进入你的心中来改变你。
Unfortunately, some of us Christians who are already his little lambs try to find our identity on whether other people accept us or reject us.
很不幸的，有些甚至是我们这些基督徒，我们还是在其他的事情里面来找寻我们的身份。
We get down in the dumps when we're rejected by our parents or by our friends or by the person that we have a crush on.
当我们被我们的父母或是我们所喜爱的人拒绝的时候，我们就感觉非常的沮丧。
We end up feeling unwanted and lonely.
我们甚至基督徒常常感觉我们很孤单，没有人要。
But we have a friend in Jesus.
但我们有耶稣是我们的朋友。
And it doesn't make sense to be lonely when Jesus knows you by name.
当耶稣知道你名字的时候，能够叫你的名字，这个我们的孤单就不再有意义了。
In John chapter 20 verse 17, Jesus speaks his third words of truth and love after his death.
在约翰福音第二十章十七节，耶稣说了他死里复活的第三句话。
Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet returned to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am returning to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God."
耶稣说不要摸我，因为我还没有升上去见我的父。你往我弟兄那里去，告诉他们说，我要升上去见我的父，也是你们的父，见我的神，也是你们的神。
Now, Jesus was not being cold-hearted when he said to Mary Magdalene, "Do not hold on to me," as if he thought that Mary Magdalene had cooties or something.
耶稣这个时候不是很冷酷无情地对玛利亚说不要摸我，好像玛利亚有什么问题一样。
This verse should literally be translated, "Stop clinging to me."
它应该比较正确的翻译是说，不要这样紧紧地抓住我。
Now, why was Mary Magdalene clinging to Jesus?
为什么这个玛利亚这样子紧紧地抓住耶稣呢？
The answer can be found in Matthew chapter 28:8-9, which shows what happened when Mary Magdalene met Jesus.
这在马太福音第二十八章八到九节里面记载说，玛利亚为什么这样子紧紧地抓住耶稣。
So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him.
在马太福音二十八章里面记载说，妇女们就急忙地离开坟墓，又害怕又大大的欢喜，跑去要报给他的门徒。忽然耶稣遇见他们，说：“愿你们平安。”他们就上前抱住他的脚，拜他。
In this passage, we find out that there was at least one other woman that was with Mary Magdalene when she met Jesus after his resurrection.
这边马太福音的记载知道说，玛利亚那时候至少当时还有一位的女伴在他的旁边。
So according to this passage, what part of Jesus did Mary Magdalene cling on to?
在马太福音这段记载里面，我们可以看到说，玛利亚抓住耶稣哪一个部分？
It was his feet.
玛利亚抓住耶稣的脚。
So it's not like, you know, there's some stories out there, like in the Da Vinci Code, that taught that Mary Magdalene and Jesus were husband and wife, but a wife doesn't cling to a husband's feet.
不像一本小说《达文西密码》里面所形容的这个耶稣跟玛利亚其实是夫妻，一个太太不是这样子去抱住先生的脚。
So why was Mary Magdalene clinging onto his feet?
为什么玛利亚去抱耶稣的脚呢？
It's because she's worshiping Jesus.
因为她在敬拜耶稣。
So was it wrong that she was worshiping Jesus?
那玛利亚敬拜耶稣有错吗？
Of course not.
当然没有。
I mean, he was God in the flesh, and he deserved to be worshipped.
耶稣是那神的道成肉身，所以他值得我们的敬拜。
In other passages in the Bible, angels forbid others to worship him. Them.
在其他地方记载说，叫玛利亚不要敬拜他。
But Jesus never forbade people to worship him.
天使不要人敬拜他们，而是耶稣从来没有禁止人来敬拜他。
In fact, he welcomed their worship.
耶稣欢迎人来敬拜他。
So why did he tell Mary Magdalene to stop clinging to his feet?
那耶稣为什么要玛利亚不要来抱住他的脚呢？
Because Jesus knew that he had a limited amount of time here on earth before he would ascend into heaven and be reunited with his Father.
因为耶稣知道他在升天以前只有一段有限的时间，他能够回到天上与天父重聚。
For now, he can spend his time exclusively with Mary Magdalene and the other woman.
他不能只跟这个玛利亚跟其他的这些妇女来有些时间。
Instead, he also needed to spend time with his disciples so that he could invest in their lives and prepare them to share the good news of the resurrection with the rest of the world.
他也需要跟他的门徒来花时间，告诉他们说他已经从死里复活，从心里面来教导他们。
In other words, Jesus was telling Mary Magdalene that it doesn't make sense for you to keep me to yourselves when you should share me with others.
也是耶稣告诉玛利亚说，你不该只是把我留在你的身边，而是你应该告诉其他的人，耶稣已经复活了。
This is the message we should heed today.
这是我们今天也该注意的一个信息。
It's very common to hear people say, "Oh, I don't like organized religion."
你很容易说我并不喜欢任何有组织的宗教。
I just want to have a personal relationship with the Lord.
我只希望跟神有个人的关系。
Well, it's good to have a personal relationship with the Lord.
当然与神有个个人的关系是很好的。
But it shouldn't be just a personal relationship with the Lord.
但它不该只是一个个人的关系。
It should also be a communal relationship with the Lord.
而是与一个在一个社会的团体中的与神有发生的关系。
For example, some of you might be here only for Easter, and the next time we see you will be Christmas.
也许中间有些人今天来只是因为复活节，下次我们看到你的时候就是圣诞节了。
And we're glad to have you whenever you come.
我们很高兴你能够来的每一次。
But if you may think the rest of the year you don't really need the church community.
也许你在其他的时间里面，你并不觉得你需要一个团体。
But if you take the Bible seriously.You will see that the Lord does not give Christians the option about whether to be regularly involved in a church community or not.
但你如果仔细研读圣经，你可以发现，神并没有给我们个选择，是否要参与教会。
You need others so that they can help you improve your relationship with the Lord.
你需要其他的弟兄姐妹来一起帮助你，改善你跟神的关系。
We need you here so that you can help us improve our relationship.
我们需要你来，所以我们自己也可以来改善我们与神之间的关系。
In fact, if you are a Christian and you are not regularly involved in a Christian community, you most likely, quite frankly, are living in disobedience to the Lord.
如果你是一个基督徒，但你却选择不参加教会，你可能对神并没有顺服。
You see, it doesn't make sense for you to keep the Lord to yourself when you should share Him with others.
就像这边所说的，你不该将神只是放在你自己的心里面，不与人分享。
According to 1 John 1:4,
在约翰一书第四节里面所说。
One of the reasons why the Bible was written was so that we could experience joy.
在这边说，圣经之所以有，就是因为要我们的喜乐可以充足。
Are you experiencing joy in your life?
在你的生活中有喜乐吗？
Has the reality of the resurrection of Jesus Christ caused you to have joy even in the midst of difficult circumstances?
耶稣他复活的事实有在你这样繁忙劳累的生活中给你那实在的喜悦吗？
The leaders in this church would like to help you experience this joy.
在这教会的牧者很希望能够帮助你来经历这样的喜乐。
And so we have given you the opportunity to express your interest in getting some help in your spiritual life by contacting someone.To help you experience this joy,
我们也希望能够借着接触这个教会一些弟兄姐妹，能够来一起有机会来经历神所说的这个喜乐。
You see, in your bulletins there is a response sheet.
在你的周报里面有一个回应单。
And we would like for each person to fill out one of these response sheets.
如果可能的话呢，每一个人都可以填一下这个回应单。
The reason why we want each person to do this is because some people might be a little bit shy. If they might sincerely have some needs, but if they're the only one filling out the response sheet, they might not fill it out if they don't see other people doing it too.
我希望每一个人填，因为可能有些人比较害羞，他如果觉得只有他一个人填，他觉得很奇怪。
So if you need a pencil, please raise your hand and our ushers will...bring it to you. So raise your hand if you need a pencil.
所以你要个铅笔的话，请举手。我们的招待会把一个笔给你。希望每一个人都能够来填这张回应单。
Once you have finished filling out your response sheets, please pass them to the end of the aisle to your left, and the ushers will come and pick them up.
当你填完回应单以后，请把它往左边传，所以招待可以把它们收起来。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you that the story of Jesus does not end with Good Friday.
父神，我们来感谢你，因为你的故事并没有在受难节中结束。
Instead, Lord, we thank you for the reality of Easter.
我们来为复活节的实在来向你感谢。
We thank you that Easter can bring us joy. It can bring us peace. It can bring us a love from our Savior.
我们知道复活节可以给我们带来平安喜乐与从那父神来的爱。
We pray that each person who filled out the response sheet indicating that they would like to talk to somebody, that they would have a good conversation with someone who truly cares for them, who will help them understand and experience the joy that they can experience in the resurrection.
我们为这些回应单上面，那希望有人跟他们谈，让他们帮助他们能够来寻找这个信仰的，让我们在会后能够有一个跟找到合适的人，跟他们有一个谈话，让他们寻找到圣经中所说的平安与喜乐。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣名祷告。
Amen.